SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Kus tot kruin, jou weeklikse blik op die omgewing, word met trots geborg deur Sandpiper Cottages, Bochums Bay, want hier gee ons om vir jou en vir die omgewing.
Goeiemôre, ons is terug op hierdie lekker sonnige herfsdag. As dit herfsdag is, is eintlik winter, is amper middelwinter, nê. Oor 'n maand van nou af is dit winter. Middelwinter. Wel, goed, ons is vanmorgen weer hier so, julle wekelikse program hier op Kus tot Kruin, 11:30 op donderdagochtend, en ons gaan vanochtend met een baie interessante dame praat oor een baie interessante onderwerp, en die onderwerp gaan wees oor die Gouris Biosfeer Reservaat, bekend ook as die GCBR, die Gouris Cluster Biosfeer Reserve. Now we are going to speak to Linda, and Linda is very much the dynamic face of the GCBR, and what the GCBR does, Linda tells people about, and that's why she's here this morning. Good morning, Linda Fletcher.
And good morning to you, Fred, and to all your listeners, and thank you so much for having us here today.
Well, I used to be on the board of the GCBR, and I've always looked for an opportunity to speak about the GCBR because it's such a wonderful organization. Tell us, what is actually a biosphere reserve? What is it all about before we go to the Gouris Biosphere Reserve? What is a biosphere? What is a biosphere reserve?
Excellent. Well, besides being a very well-kept secret in South Africa, a biosphere reserve is actually a UNESCO biosphere reserve, and it's part of the Man and the Biosphere Reserve program. Biosphere reserves are areas of terrestrial and coastal or marine ecosystems that are internationally recognized as being of great natural and scientific value. So by formally designating these areas, UNESCO promotes harmony at the human-environment interface through increased understanding of environment and greater involvement in science and environmental policy development. So in essence, biosphere reserves are living laboratories and international test sites for sustainability in the 21st century.
Can I ask you, the word reserve makes one think that it's fenced. Is it fenced?
Absolutely not. I love this aspect of biosphere reserves. What they do is they look at a greater area, and we'll speak now about the GCBR specifically and its size.
Yes.
But it incorporates your protected areas, what we know typically in South Africa as reserves, which we refer to as core zones. And then it also looks at those areas where urban development and radical transformation has happened through intensive agriculture and other things, which we call transition zones. And that's really where people live and operate. And then those huge in-between areas, between urban and developed areas and those protected areas. And biosphere reserves look at that entire space and that whole ecosystem, which is a really a great way and a lens to look at ecosystems, because they don't stop at the end of the reserve and its fences.
Fantastic. We're going to go on to the area of the Gouris Biosphere Reserve, and we'll take it from there. But let's first have a little bit of music to recover our senses. Thank you. We are speaking to Linda Fletcher of the GCBR, the Gouris Cluster Biosphere Reserve. Linda, you know, if we look at a biosphere reserve, specifically at the Gouris Biosphere Reserve, what area does it this reserve without fences go? How far does it stretch?
Fred, it is huge. The Gouris Cluster Biosphere Reserve is actually the biggest one in South Africa. There are 10 in South Africa, and we're by far the largest, with 3.2 million hectares. That is big. It starts Grootbrak, Mossel Bay, all the way down the coast to Witzand, up to Montague, all the way around the Klein Karoo, on the other side of the Swartberg Mountain, to Prince Albert, down to Uniondale, and back to Mossel Bay. So if you live or work anywhere in that area right now, you are in the Biosphere Reserve.
If you can get the radio station, you pick it up now, you're in the Biosphere Reserve. Now, the Gouritz River Basin, and this is actually what the GCBR is all about, the basin, is the second biggest catchment area of all rivers in South Africa. Is that right?
Yes, it is absolutely right. And that's definitely where our name came from and how the Gouritz Cluster Biosphere determined the area that it wanted to have designated by UNESCO.
Okay, and the area with the river basin that's got a bigger catchment area is only the Orange River. So we talk about the Gouritz Biosphere Reserve. We're not talking about Gouritz Mont alone. Gouritz Mont is just one of the areas. Mossel Bay is in the area. Montague's in the area. Uniondale is in the area. And where did the Gouritz flood start? Right up in the Great Karoo. If anybody remembers the Gouritz flood of 1983, 1984, I was still a young child then, I think. Okay, Linda, thanks for that information, because people didn't really, or people still don't understand what a biosphere reserve is on. Can people, how do we know how to deal with a biosphere reserve? Where do we go? Can we ask somebody, you know, I'm living in the biosphere reserve. What does it mean to me? Just very shortly, and then we're going to have some music, and then we're going to go over to our next question as well.
Well, if you're living in a biosphere reserve, you need to know that you are living in a very special place. There are reasons why biosphere reserves have been designated. And it would be a great idea to get in touch with your local biosphere reserve. In our case, www.codits.com to find out more.
We're going to repeat that at the end of the program. And let's have some music, and then we're going to go on to our next information session with Linda Fletcher of the GCBR.
Jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
We're speaking to Linda Fletcher of the GCBR of the Gouritz Cluster Biosphere Reserve. Linda, why was the GCBR chosen by or approved by UNESCO?
Well, Fred, Our region is spectacular. Anyone who lives or works here knows how incredibly beautiful it is. From our mountains, our rivers, our blue flag beaches, we've got so much. But more importantly, the biodiversity here is incredible. Something that is so unique to the Gouritz Cluster Biosphere Reserve is that it's the only place in the entire world where three global biodiversity hotspots converge, that being the Cape Floristic region, the Sakkulin Karoo, and Maputaland Pondaland Albany Thicket. So each of those biodiversity hotspots is incredibly important. There's only 36 in the whole world. Global biodiversity hotspots, just to clarify, these are places that have already lost at least 70% of their vegetation or their biodiversity, yet still have so much to offer the world. In fact, if you look at land surface, the 36 global biodiversity hotspots in the world cover 2.5% of the land surface, yet have almost 50% of the endemic plant species for the world. Fantastic. And we have three in this area. It's mind-boggling how special the area is. In the area, we have over 5,000 different plant species, 670 of which are endemic. That means that they're not found anywhere else in the world.
Well, I mean, you know, when one lives in paradise, you don't really appreciate paradise, especially if you are born here and grown up here. It's only when you come in from the outside that you start realizing what value there is in the area that we live in. And this radio program is here to inform people about the beauty that we have. Let us conserve what we've got rather than destroy it and try and recover it then. Because that conservation is about recovering, yes. It's about rehabilitation, yes. We will speak in future programs with Linda on that and what projects are undertaken by the GCBR and where does their funding come from. But let us appreciate what we've got, and that is what the GCBR is, the message that the GCBR is handing over to people. Is that correct, Linda?
Absolutely. And Fred, more importantly, it's not just about nature. It's about people too. And our vision is people and nature living in harmony. And that's what we want to achieve. And that's the purpose of Biosphere Reserves.
Thank you very much. We're going to have a bit of music and then we're going to end off with a couple of the projects that we are going to discuss in future with Linda Fletcher.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/sfmstreek.
We are ending our today's program with a discussion with Linda Fletcher from the GCBR, the Gouda Biosphere Reserve. What's very important in all these organizations and structures? How is it funded? And is it a non-profit organization, or what kind of an organization is a Biosphere Reserve, particularly the GCBR?
Excellent. Thanks, Fred. So being a Biosphere Reserve does not give us any funding. It also doesn't give us any specific authority. But what it does give us is validation of how important this area is from a global perspective. Mm. And what it also does is it connects us with the other 730-odd Biosphere Reserves around the world for information sharing, etc. But that's the Biosphere Reserve, the region. So Gouda's Cluster Biosphere Reserve, the region. But then working within that region is independent NPCs. So us as Gouda's Cluster Biosphere Reserve nonprofit organization, we go and we get our own funding to implement projects within this area and that are well aligned to the mandates from UNESCO, that being conservation, research and education, and sustainable development.
You also, your projects, are they there to inform people, to assist people? What are the projects more or less all about? And these are some of the projects we're going to discuss in future.
Absolutely. Just
give us an idea.
So we've got a wide range of projects. Our core activities are around landscape scale ecosystem restoration and protection. We want to prevent further loss and we want to restore critical areas. But none of this can happen without the people within the area, and that all has to start with information, knowledge, awareness, appreciation of what we have and why it benefits us individually to support the preservation of this beautiful region.
Yeah, also, you know, for instance, aliens, the taking out of aliens and the planting of aliens and the destruction of the biodiversity of our area, how important it is to control that, because that affects people's livelihoods downstream.
You are so right. Invasive alien plants, specifically wattle, rooikrans, pine, the uncontrolled spread of that is probably south of the Langebach the major threat to this region. You've hit the nail on the head. Loss of biodiversity, water security, and loss of livelihoods. So taking action to prevent that, to minimize that, and to restore effective areas is critical so that people and nature can thrive.
To end off, please, Linda, we're going to do a few programs with you on particular projects, we said, but tell us, how can people contact you and find out more about the GCBR? What avenues can they use now?
They must please go to our website, www.gouritz.com. There is loads of information, resources, and buttons to connect with us. Mm-hmm. They can also visit Gouritz Cluster Biosphere Reserve on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Linda Fletcher of the GCBR, thank you very much. I think this is a very important program because conservation starts at home, but it also has to be controlled scientifically. Also, information is needed on a far larger scale, and that's what the GCBR is also all about. Thank you very much for visiting us. We'll speak to you again soon, but we will let listeners know as soon as we've got you on the air again. Thank you very much for your time.
Wonderful, and thank you.
Hierdie program was vir jou gebring deur Sandpiper Cottages in Bochoms Bay, weggesteek in 'n ongerepte baai en Bavaria, off the beaten track, slegs 30 km vanaf Mosselbaai. Kontak Sandpiper Cottages via hulle webwerf sandpiper.co.za of per WhatsApp 081 071 6735.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044 801 7811.